Okay, well, welcome. How many of you guys have done anything with electricity before? A lot, a little bit? Quite a bit. Good, I'll take it. Well, today is going to be pretty hands-on, honestly. It's, mostly just playing. If you haven't yet come to my booth and played with my circuits, you're welcome to. I'd love to have you come try it. This is going to be a different type of electricity. So before we start, how many of you guys have heard the word static electricity? Who can tell me the difference between static electricity and, like, electricity from your wall? You guys have heard it, knowing it's different. Okay, one sec. You had your hand up first.
Isn't it static electricity is caused by some sort of friction?
Okay, so static electricity is caused by some sort of friction. Love it. We'll talk more about it in a minute. Do you have a different thought?
Well, static electricity is made by, like, when you're rubbing, like, say, a sock against carpet.
Okay. Have you guys ever done that? You've rubbed your socks against the carpet and then you shocked someone? Or on the trampoline?
Between you
or
on a blanket, I go like that.
Or on a blanket, you'll go like that? Yeah, yep, yeah.
You rub the balloon on your head and then you put it on the wall.
Yep, you rub your balloon on your head and put it on the wall. Yep, those are great examples. Yeah, go ahead.
When
your blanket seems like a fire because it explodes. Did you know that before they knew what electricity was, like Benjamin Franklin's time, have you guys heard of Benjamin Franklin? Benjamin Franklin did a lot with electricity. They called it electrical fire. Rather than electrons. They didn't know what was causing the electricity, but they would call it electrical fire. So it's kind of fun you said that. Yeah?
If you take a pencil, hold it up against the wall, and slide it up, it'll stay there.
Then it'll stay there? Well, I haven't tried that one. Okay, so I have some challenges for you, some activities. I need you guys, and I hope I have enough. There are more kids than I expected. So I need you guys to get in groups of about three. 2 to 4.
Can we have four?
Yes. Yep. You can. And when you... Okay, so challenge one. You guys ready? Challenge one. I need each group... Oh, I don't know. We're going to see if we have enough. If not, we might join groups. We might take turns. But challenge one. I want everyone to come get a piece of tissue paper. Or each group, one person from each group, get a tissue paper. 1 second, listen to me and then I'll tell you to go. And one of these PVC pipes, okay? And your challenge is to move the tissue paper without touching it, okay?
Where are we trying to move it to?
Just get it to move. Just get it to figure out what you can do.
Can we touch it with the thing and try to get the tissue paper to move?
You can't touch the tissue paper.
With anything?
No, you can use that.
You cannot touch the tissue paper, okay?
You
can try touching it with the PVC pipe. Okay? So get in your group. And then come get your stuff. Yep. So come.
Thank you.
Here's a tissue paper. Go grab a PVC pipe. Whoops. Paper. Yeah, grab one. It's okay. I think I have enough tissue paper. I'm more worried about other things. Yep. Grab paper.
You have to pick it up and move it.
Oh, pick it up?
You can't blow it. That doesn't work.
Yep, not blowing. Blowing, that's one way, but that's not. Let's find another way.
Static electricity.
Wait, we're just trying to
make
it?
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. With the stick.
Got it. Yep.
Got it.
Prefer, there you go.
Oh, lift it up off the ground?
Well, however you want. Okay, is everyone part of a group? Did you get it?
It's a magic
stick.
We got it!
There you go. Okay, great. Got it? Okay, has everyone got it?
We got it, we got it.
Raise your hand if you figured it out.
Hey, Soraya, you're touching it.
Okay. Did you guys get it in the back?
We got it first.
Okay. That's great. Well, people had different. You guys did great. Okay, listen to me. So, how did you get it to work? What happened? What did you use?
We rubbed it across the carpet and then stuck it to this.
Okay, you rubbed it across the. You can use it on your sweater. You can use it on the carpet. So, there's a young man up here. He said that static electricity comes from rubbing things. And he's exactly, it comes from friction. He's exactly right. When you rub two different materials together, that's where static electricity comes from. What is electricity specifically? Do you guys know what it is that causes electricity?
Lightning.
Lightning is a type of electricity. It's not necessarily what causes it. It's something causes both. I know you know. Friction. No, friction creates static electricity, but that's not what the electricity is.
Electrons.
Okay, it's from electrons. Yeah, what were you going to add?
It's the movement of electrons out of atoms.
That's exactly right. So did you guys hear that? Raise your hand if you heard him. Or put your head. Okay, so only how much. So electricity comes from when atoms move, or when electrons move. Have you guys heard of electrons? Raise your hand if you've heard of electrons. Most of you guys have. Okay, so electrons are little particles. When those electrons move, that's what creates electricity. So I asked a question at the beginning, what's the difference between static electricity and the electricity that comes out of your wall? Do you guys want to know? Do you have an idea?
Something together.
So static,
and
yep.
And the stuff in your wall is when you plug it in or it comes to record.
Okay, it comes to record, yep. So static electricity.
The stuff in your wall is directed through a wire.
Okay, yep. So the stuff from the wall comes through a wire. So that's like electrons that are moving kind of constantly. Whereas static electricity is when you rub things together, what happens is the electrons will go from one item to the other. And then that's what lets you shock things. That shocking is the movement of the electrons. Okay, so it's time for another activity. So now this time, okay, so that you guys got, we call that attraction, right? You guys got the tissue paper to attract, to come up onto that PVC pipe. So now I want to know, my second challenge for you guys is, can you get two things to repel? What does it mean to repel?
To separate,
to go against, to push against each other so they don't want to touch. Okay, this one might be a little bit harder, but I want every group to come up.
Wow.
Okay, I am not totally sure I have enough balloons. Every group needs two balloons. We might have to share. We might have to combine groups. We'll see. But everyone come try to get two balloons.
I get
stuff.
Yep.
You get one too.
Okay.
I'll get the green one.
Let go of my balloon. Oh my god.
This is scary.
I know, it is scary. Okay. How many balloons? Do you not have any balloons?
Only two.
You need two balloons. Okay. If you're, how many groups don't have a balloon?
Oh wait, I lied. One second, you guys. Everyone who got two balloons. You also need two strings.
So also come get two strings.
We managed it!
We
managed to do it!
Nice!
Well done! Well done, boys.
They also want to take the
No, throw it on the ceiling. No, static has it and then put it on the ceiling.
It's not gonna work. Put it on the wall.
Okay, so what happened? How did you guys do it? Who was it? How many of you guys have taken a plate of magnets before? And if you take two of the same kind of magnets, what happens?
They repel.
Yeah, they push against each other, right? And the same thing happens when you rub that balloon. You rub that balloon, it gets a whole bunch of electrons on it. And it gets all that electrons on it. We call that static electricity, and it lets it stick to the wall, whatever. And then you rub the other balloon, and it gets all that static electricity onto it, gets all those electrons. And then these balloons are both negatively charged, right? And then when you paint the balloons next to each other, those negative charges, do they like each other or do they repel each other?
They repel.
Excellent, yep. Then they repel. So that's exactly what happened. So who wants to go do the same thing but bigger scale?
Sure.
Yeah, you guys want to see it? Okay. I have here, what? I have here, this is called a Van de Graaff generator. It's a static electricity generator. Who wants to take a gander? Who wants to guess how it works? How do you think it works? Yeah, or you just want to try it? Yeah, let me try it. Who wants to guess how it works first? Go ahead.
It sends electricity on that pole, and when you touch that, that electricity goes to you.
Okay.
And it'll make your hair all
fluffy. Good, yep. Go ahead. What do you think?
Does it use magnets?
It doesn't use magnets, but it's a good
or
guess.
Vibrations?
It uses the exact same principle that we just did. How did we make static electricity just barely in those last two things? Go ahead, yeah.
We rubbed it.
You rub it, yep.
That thing works because it is a track and it moves it.
Yep, so you'll see this belt's going to go up and down. It's going to go rotate. And down at the bottom and at the top of this belt, I'll show you guys. See right up here, there's this machine, this little roller. There's a roller at the top and the bottom. Those are different materials. And as it rubs, it's like rubbing these balloons, but like better, right? Like high. And so as it rubs it super fast, it creates electrons. It generates electrons. And all these electrons come onto this ball. And what do you guys think will happen? I'm looking to bring you the mop head. What will happen to this mop head that we put on this Van de Graaff machine as it gets a whole bunch of electricity? What do you think? Should we see? Well,
it's
just good. I know, it's beautiful hair. Whoa, that's a smaller one.
It can shock you if you touch it.
And shock you, yeah. So this is, so look, when I do this, the electrons come off the ball, so then the hair will drop because now I'm taking all these electrons away. So the electrons are no longer on the ball itself. They're coming through here down to the ground. So then go back up. What will happen? Give me all those pie tins. What about these pie tins over here?
Pie tins will float.
Well, let's think about it. What's going to happen? So we're generating electrons, remember? And the electrons are coming onto the ball.
They're going to fly off the ball. They're going to go pew.
Why? Why would they do that?
Because the electrical force is shooting them up.
They're both negative.
Okay, close, not quite.
Charge.
What?
They're both negative.
Okay, so because the electrons come onto the ball and the electrons come into here, and then the electrons repel, right? So let's see. Let's see what happens. Evelyn, turn off.
I knew it!
I don't have a good shot myself. But try. Yeah, those ones will work better, I think. Okay, but let's be honest. The real fun thing is not watching that. The real fun thing is watching what?
People.
So, yes, we're gonna take lots of turns. So actually, I think let's try at least one. Here, let's have a couple people come up. Okay, wait. 1 second. One quick rule. This is a lot of electricity. There's a lot of. So you cannot, if you come up here and touch this, or come up in this. I want everyone. If you have a phone, if you have a smartwatch, if you have keys in your pocket, take them all out and put them under your chair.
What about this?
That's fine.
A belt?
Is it any metal?
Belts are fine. No, it's not metal. It's electronics. So you're.
Could we all lose hands?
We
can
try. Yeah, we can try it.
Is it electric?
It can shock you. Do you guys want to see the socks first? We got to see the socks first. Evelyn, can you want to turn off the lights?
Does it hurt? No, that was us. That was us. Let it go back. Unless you put your hand on it after it's already rubbing.
Okay, rub your hand through your hair. Take your head.
Oh, we bought!
Oh, my
God!
Yeah,
I'm
in my
couch.
Do you
want
to get shot?
Yes!
Oh, boy! Oh, my God!
Does everybody want to get shot? Okay,
hop down. Okay, yep. Come on.
Wait, I mean, if you touch it before it turns on, it's fine. Sometimes don't touch it if he doesn't want it.
One hand off.
Somebody else.
Are we doing it one at a time again?
We're just playing. We're just playing.
So I don't know.
You could go ahead and touch it.
But you'll probably also get shot. So.
Do it!
I don't want to duck you. I have electronics in my pocket. So don't duck me.
Don't! I have a pen. I'm not trying to use it right now.
Okay,
what
do
you
do it? You still
trying to decide? Wait. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna stand back for this one.
Oh! Don't shock him!
Can I do it again? Because I didn't get to do it well.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was like 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't want to see it.
Right. See it. Understood.